We're on.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to everybody. We've got conservation with us this morning in our work session. I think I would start, as always, with conservation and how much I appreciate the work you guys do and how important it is to the people of Story County. Appreciate your budget submission. And Mike, take us through it from top to bottom. Let's start with revenues.
Sure. You want to start with IRVM?
Be great. Absolutely. So, Lisa, that is page 90.
That is page 100.
100.
And before we get started, I think everyone probably knows Craig, but maybe not. This is Craig Myers. He's one of our conservation board members.
Craig, how about if there's room, how about joining us up here?
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Just a broad brushstrokes with the IRVM budget. This is a status quo budget. The primary differences here are in grant funding. That were not purchased in this year. So, revenue, it's essentially a static budget from last year.
You're very soft-spoken, unlike you, so I needed to make sure.
Just like me. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just like me.
No, unlike him, I meant.
Paul, any questions on revenue? Makes sense to me that, you know, we'd love to have those grants there every year. They're not always going to be there. All right, expenses. Yep, sorry, go.
Can I talk for a minute?
Please do.
Drainage District Services. Did we talk about re-estimating that down? Where are we at on that? We've only brought in $2,600 this year. Is that a lot of work going to happen in the spring?
We are at 19 right now that's been billed out. You must have not received the rest, obviously.
Okay.
So we billed out 19 up till last week.
Okay. Well, yeah, and part of the problem, Joe, is the fact that with drainage districts, you might have billed out 19,000.
I understand.
And yeah. Maybe 15,000 of that is stamped, and there's
right.
No money in the
district
to pay for it. So we've looked at it. We are going to be sending out drainage assessments
end of this month
for some drainage districts, so that if we do it twice a year, maybe we'll bring some more dollars in faster.
Right.
But thank you. That's what I needed to know. If you've got 19,000 billed out, then we're close to bringing in 21, 22 or more.
Tyler said he could do 25 if he works in the dark.
Is 30 a reasonable number?
No.
30 next year a reasonable number? So what I'm hearing is we need to adjust. We need to re-estimate the budget down to about 23 or 24 and limit Tyler's time in the dark. And then we need to talk about whether 30,000 is the right number for next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we built this program, is trying to get to 30.
We'll shoot for 30. You know,
no.
We're not hitting it, so we've got to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, are we getting more efficient is my question. So we were building the program. We completely recognized that in building the program, it's not time efficient. It's hard to figure out how to do something new. It takes you longer the first couple times you do it. It seems to me now we're a couple years into this thing, we should have some of those efficiencies down. And so now we can start to look at what's a realistic number to hit if we're really out doing it. And let's just get that plugged in.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, we can chat. We put 30 in, Mike. I don't know if you want to.
Right.
Mike, would you prefer to?
We're at 19 right now. We've got, granted, we're knocking, as Joe said, we don't have a full half of the year yet to go because of other work. We get going in spring, summer, and we've got roadside duties to do. But we're at 19 right now. We've got a few more months to really hit on that. So I'm comfortable this year we're going to get 25.
You want to re-estimate it down to 25 for this year? Does that?
Mike, please pull the mic from the microphone over because we are recording. So when you do comment,
I, you know, if we were going to reestimate it, I think that would be fine to go down to 25. Our goal is still going to be 30.
Good.
Okay.
That's totally wonderful. I mean, you know, bringing in more is awesome. But to be realistic, the trend we're looking at so far is 30 too high of an is that too high for right now? At some point in time, it may not be, but at this point in time, we're not getting there.
Well, let's reestimate to 25 for this year, if nobody has an objection, and 30. How about if we leave that plugged in there for next year and see how we're doing? That needs to be our goal. That's how the program works if we're getting to 30.
Page 100. You getting there, dude?
Lisa, does that do what you need it to do?
That's fine.
Okay. Now we're to expenses.
Expenses, again, it's largely a static budget. We did drop chemical expenses down. Again, we're being more, you know, Joe and staff are being much more effective with chemical usage, so we're dropping that down a little bit. Again, part of that's due to the equipment that we're now using that gives us more precision. On seed, we budgeted for 70 acres this year of seeding, roadside work, and that should coincide with secondary roads' plan for regrades, cleanouts, etc. One note on seeding, you'll see, let's see, on page 104. $20,000 for 40 acres of diverse seed mix. We always try to get grant funding for that. We put it in here in case we didn't get grant funding. The last several years, we've always got the grant funding for it. So we're optimistic about receiving that amount of seed in as a grant.
Vehicle fuels and maintenance, you're comfortable there?
Yeah, our history is we're toeing the line with our history on that line. We've got a 3-year average of 18,000.
Right, but we've got a 3-year average of $3 gas too.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's my question.
Right.
And all we can do is the best we can do in terms of projecting this thing out, but it feels to me like there may be a few dollars there that we could get.
With replacing the hydro seeder, that was expensive on a repair and maintenance aspect. And then with the tractor that we replaced a couple years ago, I don't know, Joe. Are you comfortable with dropping that down a little bit?
You looking for some money, Rick? You looking?
I'm always looking for money, Joe. I'm always looking for money.
I think, you know, we can try to skim some off the top. I do a lot of maintenance in house, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking for it more on the fuel side. I want you to be able to use the fuel you need to use. I'm just contending that we're going to spend less for that fuel. I think we reflect that when I look back at our reimbursement from the state. We're expecting that to go down a little bit.
Right.
So,
We kept the same. Obviously, we kept the same fuel prices as last year.
Yep.
And we could adjust those down. Diesel right now is about just under $3.
What did we use last year? What did we use as our benchmark last year?
350, wasn't it?
Yes. 350 for gas, 4 for diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, I think I'd like to knock at least 50 cents off of both of those. Get our estimates right. I'm not questioning the gallons that you use at all. I'm just questioning what we're going to spend to get these. And I don't want to, I'm not suggesting for a second that we take it down to what the prices actually are right now. I just think when we look at the average for the next year, it's going to be a little less.
Right.
So that's a, let's see, half of 760. Do you have it?
Huh?
It's 50 cents.
Oh, I was going to, okay, so if I take $26.50 times $3 a gallon, it's
right.
$79.50.
So which line?
And then seven.
For just the gas, that's not the maintenance.
$26.60.
$13.25 off of gas.
$13.25.
Never half a 7.
So $10.610 for that gas line item as opposed to $12.320.
What was it again, 10?
$10.610. Is what that comes out to if I just lower those both by 50 cents a gallon.
Okay, perfect.
So how about if we take vehicle fuels and maintenance, we just go down to a flat $18,000. We're not taking that full amount back out, but we're recognizing that we expect savings in the fuel. Hopefully we're not getting you guys too tight there, but, Joe, there's $1,100 that we just found.
It's a wise choice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's what I do, Joe. That's why I'm here.
So 18?
18,000 is what I'm suggesting unless anybody thinks that that is just way off.
Shoot for.
Now is it $3.350?
No, is it?
Correct.
Yeah. Now it's at, yeah, but that then I round it up.
And then he rounded up.
Yeah.
The bottom of page 105, contract labor. We reduced the, we had 5,000 in there last year. We have zero in there this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk a little bit about this thing?
It's becoming harder to find a contractor to spray in the right of way, and especially for the 10,000. We did have it at 30. They bite on that a little more. So the last couple of years we've struggled with getting someone to come in and do it. I just talked to him this morning, by the way, and he did get about $3,300 worth done off that, off our 10. But he didn't complete, that contractor didn't complete the three townships, so we decided maybe we could just do it in-house. So let's give it a shot.
Okay. I mean, do you have the time and manpower to do it in-house? Where do we stand there?
We have done two townships a year the last 2 years and have done all right, you know. So if we can add just one more township, we'll see what happens. You know, we don't have that big of a brush problem in Story County right now. We've
okay.
kept up on it. We may have to adjust down the road, but right now we're doing okay.
Okay. And so you think that's a reasonable request of you for next year?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on IRVM that we need to talk about?
Only one other thing on page 106. That is equipment and machinery. Much to the credit of Joe and staff, we've been using a 1996 pickup for probably well beyond. It's really stretched its useful life, and so it's time to replace that.
I've seen that truck. It should have been replaced a long time
ago.
All
time, yeah, we're just living on Band-Aid right now, and the question is this a good time? And I think it probably is a good time based on the amount of time that is also spent in just trying to keep it up and running, too. We could be doing other things. So when we figure in actual person's hours and maintenance, you know, we might, in the long run, be better off.
Correct.
How do we stand this year in IRVM? How do we stand? I mean, so you're telling me this is a $42,000 vehicle that we're talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any way for us to get it? I know we're down a little this year. We're re-estimating down what our expenditures are. Any way for us to get it yet this fiscal year?
Well, if you're asking if there's money in the budget, I think the answer would be no.
No.
Okay. Any money? I'm asking how you look going into the end of this year, and is there anything that we could utilize this year if we could find something to supplement to not put it in next year's budget? Go ahead and get the vehicle late this fiscal year.
Look,
well, let's do this. Let's put it in the budget, but then let's have you guys take a look and see how much more we'd have to come up with in order to get it done this year.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, 1996 that Joe's done a great job holding together, and that's a long time to use a vehicle like that.
Mike pulled up the other day, well, this spring, fall, I can't remember when. Tyler pulled up alongside Mike and I. We're in my truck, and it was just making noise and chattering.
Oh, yeah.
How long has that been doing that?
It needs it.
Well, I'm all in on getting the new vehicle. Budgetarily, I'd like to find a way to buy it out of this year's budget where we know we're in pretty good shape. And so let's see what we can do. So what's the right process for them to look at that and come back and visit with us?
I don't think it requires a callback. No. I think it requires them to just
you go ahead and plug it in right now, and if we figure out a way between now and the time you publish, we'll have you take it back out.
Right.
That 42 is all I'm talking about.
Do you want to talk about the salary line items?
Yeah, I want to talk about all that. I was going to do it in one fell swoop. Okay. So when we get to conservation on that, I'll also be referring to IRVM when we talk about flex on up.
Okay.
Okay. Are we good everywhere else on IRVM? Okay. Joe, you sticking with us?
Yeah, I'll hear a little bit.
And I'll apologize for being a few minutes late. I was chairing a HRTA board meeting, and we had an insurance issue that had to be decided on and by February 1st, and that's why I was a little
late. Well, I told them that you were just finished up a conference call and you'd be out as quick as you could.
Yeah.
All right, so we are now to page 86. And we are Conservation Board revenues. I saw some more grant funding going away, Mike.
Yes. Yes. I guess starting at the top of, top of that page, look at land rent.
Okay. Yep.
We are adjusting that down. That's the Jeanette Heritage area that we every year pull land out of production and put back into prairie. This $3,000 adjusted down from $6,000 represents the last year of income on that.
And I think that, as I recall our conversation in the past, we've recognized that our land rent was going to continue to go down as we put more and more back into native
Correct.
Stuff. So is it reasonable for us to sit here and go, that $3,000 ultimately is going to go away, or do we have enough ground that we're going to keep in production that we're going to have something in that line item?
This is the only land that we have in production.
So eventually that $3,000 is going to go away.
This is the last year. FY16 will be the last
zero.
Year.
Okay.
This coming summer is the last production season.
All right.
Then on building rent, we've got $8,000 in there.
Yep. You bumped it from 6 to 8, both re-estimation for this year and looking at next year.
And we're asking to bump that even a little more up to 87.5.
For next year.
Tell me what building are we renting?
Multi-purpose room at the Conservation Center.
Okay.
87.50?
Yes,
87.50.
Is 8,000 a good number for this year? Is that where we expect to end up this year?
I think so.
Okay.
We are going to, and you'll hear it a few other items, we are going to an online registration system, or we will be going to an online payment system. Payment system. So we'll be able to take credit cards, which we can't do right now. And so Jolene's been working with Lisa and Treasurer on that. And so this change is effectively, I think, partially reflects being able to take some credit cards, make payment a little easier for folks. Also, we're probably going to be looking at our fees, and we may be adjusting our fees upward. Miscellaneous, we brought forward today at 2,000, and we've got an amended original budget for this year at 4,000. We were thinking we could increase that 2 to 4.
For this year, next year, or both? For next year. 2,000 for this year is good?
Yes.
Okay.
And tell me what's in miscellaneous, you know, what kind of things fall into that miscellaneous?
We have special events permits, equipment rental, patronage dividends, and just based on the estimate of $6,000 over the last few years, furnace rebates. So we thought maybe 2 might be a little low, and we'd go to 4.
Okay, so then why is it down this year? Do we have any explanation for why it's down this year?
Just because we usually try to budget at 2, and then the variances make it higher.
Okay.
So we could possibly reestimate to 4.2, but I'm just trying to be conservative on that.
Okay. Well, we started at 4, and then we reestimated down to 2.
Yeah.
Ah.
So we're at 1,400 so far this year.
Okay. And I think that was based on what we have to date. We could possibly reestimate that to 4 this year also, but I don't have anything in mind that we're going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Okay. We're trying to give Lisa, for this year, we're trying to give Lisa as good a view as possible as what we expect, and it either happens or it doesn't. And then next year, let's just plug in what we think is really going to happen.
Okay. We'll keep 2 for this year and 4 for next year.
Okay.
Next line, you'll see a reduction on the FEMA expenses, or FEMA income, I should say, and expenses. So we're wrapped up, or we will be wrapping up this spring, all of our FEMA repair work from 13.
Mm-hmm.
REAP, we're expecting to stay the same as last year. As I re-estimated last year, this year. Next one down is $185,100. That's a grant from the Iowa DNR that we will be receiving for the Hickory Grove Watershed Project.
Is that why the 177 was plugged in there last year? Clearly, we're only expect now to bring in 14 of that 177 from last year. Am I looking at that more as a carryover?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
We just plugged in the whole amount, and now it's going to be spread over years.
Okay.
So then on other grants, you'll see really, the only other grant we have in there is $8,000. That's for oxbow restoration at Jeanette. That will come through Fish and Wildlife Service. Look at our re-estimated this year. We've got $180,000 for a SERPTA grant. That is for the paving of the heart of Iowa between 65 and Trail Ridge Park in Huxley. And, 69. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Huxley is considering taking over management of this project. We haven't got the word back. They were going to discuss that at their city council meeting here very shortly. So we're not sure yet if what they've decided. One of the reasons that we asked them to do it was because there's different pots of money, different funding sources with this, and it's much easier just to have them manage it all than to have different contracts with different funders. So SERPTA was willing to not award it to the county and then just award it directly to Huxley. So that's our preferred route. If Huxley does not want to do that, then we'll have to come back to the drawing board and figure out how we're gonna get that 180, or how we're gonna manage that project.
Absolutely.
And then it'll probably come to us.
Come to us, but it's reflected in the expenses that we don't have.
Right.
So if it did come to us, we'd need to get back in and amend our expenses.
It's in the expenses too.
It's also there.
Yes.
Okay.
What is it? Is it here now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The 180 is here now.
For FY15.
For FY15. Okay. All right.
And Lisa, for the next one, the Living Roadway Trust Fund, the 15840, we're going to take that out of REAP instead of capital projects.
Okay.
We just want to move that down into the next line, and we'll reflect the expenses accordingly, too.
All right.
Next is, $30,000 that we had reestimated for this year, and this is on other state grants. That was for Operation Relief that we do every couple years. So
every year.
We just did it last
year. Every 2 years,
year.
Don't you?
We're not going to do it this coming year.
Yep.
And then moving down, Watershed Improvement Review Board grant, that's $208,400. That, again, is part of that Hickory Grove Watershed project.
Right, so we stuck the 233 in. We're only using 14 of it, so now we've got 208 left to use.
Yes.
Okay. Or we're only drawing 14 of it, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
It's going in stages.
Okay.
On other fees, other government fees, we've got fees for school programs, summer camps, etc. We've got it at
$43,250,
mm-hmm. and we'll increase that to $44,000
for this year.
For 16.
16.
For 16.
Okay.
Oh. So you're piecemealing that? Okay.
Yes. Again, to adjust for the fees.
Okay.
Camping income represents a full year at Dakin's.
Okay.
That is the increase there. Dakin's were estimating 45% occupancy. Hickory were getting about 65, 66% occupancy. So as Dakin's matures, then we expect that number will go up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we'll get some hard numbers as we look at the end of this year.
Right, right. And let's see. And then on the recreational facility rentals, looks like page 89 again.
Will there be boating allowed on Dakin's?
We'll have voting.
We'll have, okay.
It'll be electric. Well, I presume it'll be up to the Conservation Board to set those rules that we haven't done yet.
Right.
But presumably it would be like our other lakes. And
okay.
Electric.
Okay.
No water skiing for you,
Wayne. Oh, no. Don't worry about that. I'm a land animal.
Unless you can row very well.
I'll be taking pictures of the people doing the work during the skiing.
And then on the rentals, we brought forward today $3,720.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we'd like to increase that.
$250.
Yeah, by $250.
So $2,650.
So the $2,600 can be $2,850. So the total will be
$2,650,
$2,850,
okay.
$3,970.
Okay.
Revenue next year.
$2,970.
And then on donations, we're increasing that a little bit, that Gladys Louie contribution. We increased that this year.
And we're just carrying it over for next year where we increased it this year.
I'm saying we'll increase it for
16 to 115 over the.
And we did. You're right. We did reestimate it up this year.
This year, right?
Right.
Okay.
I think we've got 80,000 to date for this FMI.
Okay.
And those are the changes on the revenue side.
Okay. Any questions on revenue before we move on? No. Lisa, anything you want to talk about on revenue?
I'm good.
Good. So two expenses, and we'll start with the conversation from employer flex benefits up, including IRVM in this conversation. So clearly, flex is going to change. We don't know exactly what that means yet. We're working diligently to figure out what that means. My expectation is that that number will go up, but we are going to plug it in based on the decisions we make as we move through this process. Decisions are going to get made here in the next few weeks because they have to. So what I want you to know is when you look from employer flex benefits up, flex benefits – and the way that impacts IPERS and FICA in here is going to change, and we're just going to give you those numbers, and we're going to give you those numbers based on actuals, not projected. So, for example, you have approved positions in conservation. You fill those positions, they come vacant, you fill them, that's all within you. But this year, instead of funding for the fully staffed approved positions, we're going to try to fund more toward the actual of that. And what it means is that there will be an amendment at some point during FY16 to get us to those actuals. Lisa, can you explain it better than I can? Or was that close?
Close.
Are you talking the salary line or the benefit line?
All of it.
So if there's any changes during the year, will be actual and not what was started.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we're going to start
lower than 100%. Here's the positions. Here's the positions that are approved.
Here's
the salaries. And this is what we're going to fund.
Okay.
Right.
But as you go through the year, obviously things change.
And we're completely committed that you're fully funded for every position that's approved. That said, if you have a position that sits open for 3 months, that money is not going to be in this budget. We are only paying actual cost in those salary line items. I don't think it has any real impact to you other than it means we're going to be working on something when we get to this point next year for next year's budget. Questions on that? Yeah,
I guess my only question, when we do have turnover in positions,
mm-hmm.
And we're bringing new people on, I have used that surplus to adjust salaries to get new people hired.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right, but all of that, so a new salary for a new position still should run, or for an existing position at a different salary still runs through HR. And what we're telling you is we're committed to you having full staffing. And in my mind, that means if you got a position, you know, that's paying $40,000 and that person leaves and you turn around and you hire somebody at $42,000 and it's within the approved range and it goes through the right process, we're committed to funding that at $42,000. It's just if you have somebody at 40 and they leave and you don't fill it for 3 months and then you fill it again at 40, that portion that you didn't use, we're not going to have in this budget. And it's just one more step toward us budgeting more toward actuals than budgeting toward pie in the sky number. Because every department has turnover from time to time, and we're just going to try to get that number as solid as we can. You shouldn't feel stress about that because we're committed. If it's an approved position, you fill it. We're funding it. We're going to make the adjustment at some point during the FY16 year to get that actual up to where it needs to be. We're just not going to start funding at 100% every position filled for the whole year, and that's where we've been in the past. We're going to go to more of an average, probably in the 90, 95% range to start the year, knowing that we're going to have to amend some dollars in as we go. Does it make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. And this is across the board. We're doing this everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So my point is, when you look at those budgetary numbers, you can't pay a whole lot of attention to those right now. It's just going to be dependent on
right.
what happens here over the next few weeks.
And of
now,
course,
I think your extra help is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Extra help is a different animal because you have, you know, this is what you plan on for extra help and.
Well, and we need to talk about extra help. Yeah, let me pull. Extra help is not in that conversation I just gave you. That's a line item that we got to talk about and stick a number in, and it will stay there.
What's the only thing that I would say that which is great. And every month during the board meeting, Jolene and Mike has always made sure that the board was aware of how every dollar that flows through conservation is basically accounted for. And so the salary items and all of those basically, you know, are shown there. I don't think this will change that in any way, but it is something that we see all the time at every monthly meeting. And I just, you know, I don't know if we need to explain.
It's absolutely, we'll have to go explain it to the conservation board because it will look different. So the good example is where we are this year, right? We've got $736,000 in our staff salaries basic is what we originally amended.
Right.
It's the reality is we're reestimating it now at $720,000.
Right.
That extra, what is that, $16,000? Clearly, that's one of those turnover kind of component things is where that comes from. What I'm telling you is we're going to try to budget closer to that 720 mark, and if you stay fully staffed all the way through, we're going to come back at this point next year, and we're going to amend in $16,000. I mean, if we were doing that this year, that's what it would look like.
Right, right.
So it means that when you go to your conservation board, Mike, especially when you have vacant positions, the numbers probably aren't going to look quite as good because you're just going to have the actuals in there and you're not realizing any savings at all from an open position, and then we're going to catch up when we get to this point next year.
I guess my only other question is sometimes when we have those lapses, we make up for it to the extent that we can with extra help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't affect the bottom line, but we're using more out of extra help than we had budgeted.
Right.
And this changes that. This means that if you need extra help, if you've got a situation where, hey, I've got a position open, I need the work done, I didn't budget in an extra help this year, it's a conversation we need to have prior to there's no doubt it changes your bottom line. It changes the way the bottom line looks, but it gets us more cohesive as a county in how we're doing this and what dollars are actually going out and what they're being used for. So my view is simple. When we budget a salary line item, our belief and intent is that those dollars will go towards salary. And nobody's fault, but the reality is exactly what you just described.
Right.
We have extra in there every year, and different areas use it different ways.
Mm-hmm.
This just tightens that down a little bit. So it does impact what your bottom line looks like, and in that one case, it impacts your flexibility to take savings from salary and use it in extra help. That's a different. That's a separate conversation now under this new system.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm with you, and our commitment is we do not want to leave you shorthanded. That's not the goal here. The goal is just when we budget salaries, it's going to salaries.
Okay.
Very good. Well, speaking of salaries, see on page 93, salaries, an adjustment. We did some analysis this year on comparable wages with other county conservation boards. we've known for several years that our compensation is in general below average for like-sized counties. And I did a little turnover analysis on how much we've lost through turnover. From 2012 through to date, we've lost about $50,000 in turnover that was associated with pay. Not turnover to retirement or other reasons, but that's associated.
We've lost $50,000. Tell me that what okay. that means.
That is essentially lost productivity.
So that's that open. So somebody leaves because they get a higher paying job somewhere else, and we lose their productivity until we fill that position again, and that's where the $50,000 is.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So that's not money that doesn't reflect the money that didn't get spent. It's the
absolutely
productivity out of that position.
Absolutely.
So we've lost several people. I can tell you 1, 2, 3, 4 people associated with pay in that amount of time.
Okay. And how long is this?
2012, 13, and 14. So okay. 3 years.
Perfect.
Our total turnover cost has been a little over $100,000. So about half of our total has been associated to pay.
Okay.
Sense.
Yeah, because the others are retirement or
right.
And now when you say pay, is this to a comparable position? Is it a change in career? Is it or is it all of that?
They were all comparable positions, not all in the county conservation system.
Okay.
Okay.
But all comparable positions.
Mm-hmm.
So. We've taken a look at what, you know, really done a market analysis on what's what other counties are paying. And again, we looked at like-sized counties.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we discussed this at the Conservation Board, and we've come up with that 30,000 there is based on a formula that looks at an average salary for those comparable positions or comparable counties, same positions in comparable counties. And essentially then it looks at that average, and then it also looks at the years of experience behind that average for mm-hmm. those people, prorates out essentially a kind of a per year, per experience difference, applies that back over on top of our minimum grade, and then gets us to a figure that is comparable with those other counties and for the number of years they've been here.
Okay.
More than happy to show you the numbers on that. I know Alyssa's looking at me with question marks. I'd be more than happy to
yeah.
show you the numbers.
And I think, Wayne, that's what you shared with me, right?
Right.
I love numbers, and I've looked at it. And it's a hell of a formula you put together. I mean, it is something else. I'm going to give you my gut feel first, if that's okay, and then open up the whole conversation. I'm really interested to hear what Paul and Wayne have to think. Wayne, I know you've been part of the conversation in your role with the Conservation Board. My first thought is, if we have this is they're part of the salary structure that we have through Springstead, right? If we have positions, so our intent when we spent the money to have the salary survey done and the compensation schedule put together 3 years ago? That we would address exactly what you're talking about, that Story County is paying fairly and comparably for like positions. Now I hear you telling me that in 3 years, or maybe we didn't get it right to start with, or maybe it's changed over the 3 years, but now in 3 years, for at least selected positions and maybe all your positions, we're not where we need to be competitive. I mean, we set the mark 3 years ago when we did this that we want Story County to be competitive. We want to pay competitively for like positions. And so, Mike, if in the analysis you've done, you see that your positions are not paying competitively, we need to have that conversation as part of our compensation schedule and not just throw this thing out the window because it's 3 years old. And to that end, something the board is discussing next Tuesday, Human Resource Generals, to that end, we actually are discussing next Tuesday the creation of a position, Human Resource Generalist, who one of their first and most important responsibilities would be to come in and review that compensation schedule from top to bottom and see where we are. And if I'm misspeaking what you're presenting next Tuesday, you stop me, okay? See where we are top to bottom, along with other functions within the Human Resource Office. I would say that would include trying to move to a merit-based system for raises, which I think also would help where you are and where you're going. Because not, for me, Mike, not all employees are equal in performance. And it's hard to assign that just because you've been here X number of years, your value is this much greater. I know it's the simplest way, it's the safest way, it's the most friendly way, but I don't believe it's the best way. And so we're trying to address it from that end. What I'm hearing you say here, and you correct me if I'm mishearing what you tell me, is that we're out of whack. We're out of whack and we need to correct it, and this is your proposal for how to correct it. And that now I'm going to make an assumption that you really don't care how it's corrected as long as it gets corrected. If it's corrected, if you are paying comparably and competitively, you're good.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
I will tell you just on the bottom line numbers here, and I've got more information I can give you. Comparable salaries for all of our positions. We are, as a department, $63,000 as a whole under average. When you add up all of our existing salaries with the average, and those are averages from FY15.
Can I ask what counties you're comparing to?
I didn't bring that with me.
Okay. I would assume it's like Dallas County, Marshall County.
We're not a comp to us, but in order to get a reasonable sample size, we looked at counties from 45 to 130.
Okay. From 45 to 130.
Population.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And so Lynn County fell in that?
Of that range.
I was just curious. Because Lynn's a little out of our...
They're
not a comp to Story County.
No, that's fine. That's information that we need as part of this conversation, because that was the next step I was headed. I am so appreciative of the work you've put in, and I think you're dead on. I think this board sees, not just for conservation, but across the board in Story County, that this is an issue we've got to deal with, and there was a reason we did that comp schedule 3 years ago. There was a reason we put in those dollars and that time to get it done. And our issue is we have not had the time and ability to run that compensation schedule like we needed to over the last 3 years, and that's what we're trying to address with our conversation next Tuesday. That said, Mike, what is really important to me is consistency for Story County.
Right.
So I'm going to be really reticent to say, now let's piecemeal it. Let's do it one way for conservation. Let's do it another way for the Board of Health. Let's do it another way for emergency management. Let's do it another way for county departments. Let's let each elected official do it differently as they see fit. I'm going to want to stick with some kind of consistency, and to me that means it runs through HR to get us to that consistent level with recognition that we got to do something. That flips me back to the conversation we just had about salaries. Our commitment to you is that if we dig into this and we find out that certain positions or all positions are out of whack and the board decides we've got to make adjustments to this, we make adjustments as we go. We come back and we re-estimate that in and we make it work. But I'm going to come down as hard as I can come down on the side of consistency. And if we've got a problem, we don't just have your role is conservation. Our role is to look across the board. If we got a problem, we got a problem, and let's dig in and deal with it. But let's deal with it consistently rather than one place at a time.
So, and I agree, and I appreciate, understanding where we're coming from. Mm-hmm. Is that all we are is conservation.
Right.
We know we have
right.
a problem.
Right.
And so
right.
bringing it forward is all we can do.
Right.
And we're appreciative that you brought it
forward. And it was kind of what I said, that, you know, why I thought the board would be very receptive to have the conversation, to look at and see, you know, where conservation is and where we are in terms of our current schedule and where we hope to be countywide, because historically that has always been our primary concern. I think we can all look at individual departments, and look at certain duties, certain functions, and basically see that if, depending on who we compare with, whether it's County X or County Y, that we may not necessarily, you know, be there. So how you compare apples to apples is part of the basic issue. And as I mentioned at the meeting, you know, under the old plan, the only thing that we had to recognize performance above and beyond for increased was the old, you know, 3% concept. And if I go back and look over the last several years, I think you have some employees that may fit that category above and beyond, and I'd hate to even say maybe even you. But I haven't seen a recommendation yet brought forth that would, you know, take us look at, you know, that component where we've had just a few adjustments in some other areas countywide. But I think all in all, that is part of the conversation that ultimately we need to have as we move forward in this particular area. And I would have to say, guys, I was very impressed sitting there. And this wasn't something that just started within the last 30 days. This has been something that the board has asked Mike to take a look at for several months back throughout the past year. I think a year ago, this was a point of discussion and conversation. So I think that he has done an excellent job in bringing us some things that as they relate to conservation that we can kind of look in terms of our overall philosophy and develop some degree of consistency.
Well, I think you make a great point, Wayne, and I'll just start with this. Mike, I hold you in such high regard. Your professionalism, the way you approach things, is so impressive. And so absolutely by the book and by the numbers, that I take this really, really seriously. And so please don't think that my stance is dismissing you in any way. It's recognizing it. I'm just trying to share with you right. my broader philosophy of how personally I'm going to try to dig in and deal with this, and then what impact that has, on the way the board approaches it. I just underscore what Wayne just said. We've got two mechanisms right now available to you. In our current system, there's two mechanisms. If you believe that one of your positions or multiple of your positions are misscored, misgraded, the salary does not line up. I'm not talking about individual people. I'm talking about positions. The salary does not line up with what the duties and responsibilities are on a competitive basis. You absolutely have the ability now to take that to HR and let them go through the process and rescore it and see where we come out. Two, what Wayne just hit on, we do have a mechanism. I think this board has utilized it five times since we've been sitting together. We do have a mechanism to give a 3% bonus. It does not become part of salary. It's just for that year, a bonus for that year.
It's not changed to salary.
A 3% either not in salary or in salary based on going above and beyond. Again, this is not a blanket thing. This is not, our whole department was unbelievable, and so we're going. It's person by person. How do we do it? As I understand it, we're going to look at that for a few employees again this year, and maybe you have some. As far as the broader, let's go to a new system of pay, for me, I'm really appreciative that you brought it up, but it's a much bigger conversation than sitting with conservation in our budget hearing.
I have one quick question, just because I haven't seen your data. Are the ranges way out, or is it just what we're paying?
I don't have range data.
They didn't give you range data? Okay. Because that's what I look at the ranges. I look at the, you know, ours have a 40% spread between min and max. Some of the counties have a little bit less range. I look at the mins, like for some of the counties, our mins are higher than theirs, but they're paying higher than, I mean, their employees are in midpoint. Did many of them have a step system? Are they unionized?
I'm not aware.
Not aware of any of that. They just gave the data. I mean, that's other stuff that I look at too. Just if they've got a step system, whether it be through a collective bargaining or whether the county conservation has just said, look, we're going to put all of our employees on a step system. So after 1 year, they get a 4%. After 2 years, they get a 6%, whatever. That moves them through that pay range. So they have a mechanism to get their employees to midpoint or above midpoint, whatever.
Right.
We don't have that yet.
We don't. Yeah, that's where we would have to move to either a merit system or a step system in order to move our employees through. Now, personally, I tend to favor a merit system. So what that looks like, if we can get there, is you'd have the cost of living component for every employee, every department to go, and then we'd have a merit pool. So in your case, it would be a merit pool of X number of percent for conservation, and you as the director would determine how that goes. It would be based on a solid job description and evaluations therein. But that's where I am really interested in getting us to. I think it's the right place for Story County to be, and I think it would help us move are really, and we're so fortunate we have so many really good employees, it would help us move through our good employees, because every employee that you lose is not always a bad thing. I mean, it's not always a bad thing to lose an employee. We want to make sure we're keeping the ones we want as long as we can.
Yeah. So I view this system as a multiple part system anyway. This first step, this first request was a request to bring people to a baseline, and then where it goes on as far as merit or step or etc., then it goes on its natural course. But this was just purely a mechanism to bring people to that baseline.
Did these numbers affect every individual in your department?
No, that number that you see,
that 31,442, is that 31,000?
And we have changed that a little bit with the formula that you're looking at.
Okay.
That was representative of an earlier formula.
Right.
It wasn't quite correct.
Okay.
So, what was I going to say?
I just asked how many people it...
You were talking about bringing everybody to the baseline.
So that recommendation includes the greater of either this adjustment or a cost of living.
Okay.
So if the adjustment didn't get them to the 2.25 that we're expecting, they would go to the 2.25. If it was greater than that, disregard the 2.25 and we're going to the greater of that.
Correct. So the 2.25 represents, department-wide, represents about 18,500, give or take.
Okay.
And this adjustment, so between the IRVM budget and the conservation budget, it would be about $45,000. So it would be an additional, the fiscal impact would be the addition of whatever percentage is that the board does as far as cost of living increase. Difference between that and this.
Yep.
But I'd be, let's sit down and we can go over this.
Over that. Yeah, I like to look at those. I've done some and looked at a bunch of stuff. I have other probably questions and information that I gather versus just straight average salary for that position, years of service. Mm-hmm. I look at, I take into consideration the whole range. I don't know if they gave you job descriptions or if they just – did you send job descriptions? This is what I want to – because counties call things the job titles. I can't – it's really tough because they call everything different. And mm-hmm. what may be our naturalist would be a – I don't know, somewhere else. So I want to make sure we are comparing apples to apples.
Right. For the most part, the county system –
it's pretty similar.
It's pretty much
pretty
standard.
Standardized from county
pretty much,
to county.
Yeah,
naturalists
pretty much so.
Are naturalists. In fact, there was an effort a number of years ago to standardize those
everything.
Descriptions.
Okay.
So as in general, they're pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
A park ranger is a park ranger.
Right.
So they're pretty consistent there.
Paul, you haven't weighed in at all on this yet. You got anything you want to?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a conversation that we need to continue to have. I think the reality is, for me,